Our fifth reading tells us how some shepherds heard the good news of the birth of Jesus. They are told that a baby has been born, who is both Saviour and King. This baby would bring joy and peace to the world. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Our final reading tells what the shepherds saw when they went to Bethlehem and how they rejoiced at what God had done. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Well, good afternoon. Great to see you here this afternoon. And let me just begin by saying I am seriously impressed by the candles. I have been to many Carol by Candlelight services in many churches, and when it comes to the candles here, this is seriously impressive. So well done to the church family here for that. It's my privilege to take the next few minutes to help us think about the story that we've been hearing about from the Bible in the various Bible readings and singing about in our carols as I speak with you about these things. I wonder how you react to babies. Before I became a parent, I think I reacted probably with a mixture of bewilderment and fear. What was I meant to do with this tiny little person? I was terrified of doing the wrong thing and of sort of damaging this delicate, vulnerable, little miniature human being. And to be honest, there were probably also times when I reacted with annoyance. You know, I really didn't want this small, noisy, nappy-fitting creature disturbing my peace and quiet. But here is my confession. Can we keep this between ourselves? Please don't tell the parents of the newborn babies back in my home church in Hayward Heath. But here's my confession. I still don't quite know how to respond to babies. I've learnt that the required reaction is, "Oh, isn't she gorgeous? Isn't he so cute? Doesn't he look just like his dad? Hasn't she got her mum's eyes?" That, I understand, is the sort of reaction that proud parents are looking for. And then my dim and distant memories of parenting newborns prompts me to ask, "How are the nights going? How is the feeding?" And then I sort of run out and I'm not quite sure how to respond any further. Well, this afternoon we are remembering the birth of one particular baby, the birth of Jesus Christ. But let me suggest to you that when it comes to this baby, that response, "Ah, isn't he cute," is hopelessly inadequate. So how should we respond? How should we think about what we have heard. I wonder if you've ever noticed that the angels are the real narrators in the Christmas story. You know, if you're going to be in the school nativity, I don't know, are you year three, year four, year four, whatever, if you're going to be in the school nativity, you don't want to be Mary, or Joseph, or a shepherd, or a wise man, or king, whatever you call them. You want to be an angel. They get the best lines. They are the ones who tell you what is really going on. Now, think about it. Without the angels, all you've got is a weird pregnancy leading to a birth in a stable, a baby in a manger, some shepherds turning up, and then some wise men with expensive gifts, admittedly. What on earth does it mean? We haven't a clue. It's all quite bewildering without the message of the angels, but through the angels, God speaks, and God himself tells us what's going on. So this, for instance, is what the angel says to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. A Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. That's the key message. That's why it is so inadequate simply to say, oh, how cute. This is the birth of the Saviour that God has sent. It's a cause of great joy for all people. And the question should start coming. Why do we need a Saviour? Why do we need a great hero to rescue us? How much trouble are we in that God thinks he must send us a Saviour? How will he save us? How will he rescue us? What happens to us without this rescue? What sort of danger are we in? What does it mean that he is the Messiah, God's chosen one, the anointed one? What does it mean that he is Lord? At the time, people would have said that Caesar Augustus, the Roman emperor, that he was Lord, but God says that this baby born to a working class couple from a nowhere town, that he is Lord. How can that be? Well, most of our Bible readings came from Luke's historical account of these things, written not long after these events. And we need to sort of read on in Luke's account, read the rest of his little book to get the answers. But what we can grasp this afternoon is that God thinks we need a Saviour. Whether we think we need a Saviour or not, God thinks we do. And that according to God, Jesus is the Saviour, and he is the King, and he is Lord. And we are here this afternoon celebrating the birth of someone incredibly important. Who is the only birth from the ancient world that we celebrate 2,000 years later? So how should we react to this particular baby? Well, we can learn from the reaction of the shepherds. And the first reaction is to investigate. So there's this bunch of shepherds on a hillside doing what shepherds do, watching their flocks by night, generally minding their own business, when suddenly an angelic messenger appears to them and the glory of the Lord shines around them and the angelic messenger tells them the momentous news about the birth and then says, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. It's the only baby you're going to find in Bethlehem lying in a manger. And that will be the sign to you that what I'm saying is true. And then to top it all, a whole crowd of angels appear praising God. And it's not surprising then that they are eager to investigate what's going on. They said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried. They were eager to check out this event that they had been told about. And their eagerness, it's not surprising, is it? You know, what would have been surprising is if they had ignored the angel's message, if they'd said, let's not bother going to Bethlehem. Seen how muddy it is? It's not worth the walk. There's probably nothing in it. It's probably all hype. You know what angels are like. Well, such a reaction would have been astonishing, wouldn't it? And yet, that's how many people react today. They might not have seen the angels for themselves, but they've heard the message of the angels, they've heard about the birth, just as we have heard this afternoon, that they've heard that he is said to be the Son of God, God's promised King, the Saviour of the world. But get this, they take no notice. They just pass the baby by. They don't even investigate for themselves. If the angel's message is true, then this is by far the most important event that has happened in all of human history. If true, if this is not fake news, then it has life-changing, forever and ever consequences. So the first reaction to this baby must surely be to investigate what was going on in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. The next reaction of the shepherds was to speak. Having investigated and having confirmed it wasn't just angelic hype, they certainly didn't keep what they had been told about the child to themselves. They spread the word, they made it known. There was an understandable eagerness to speak. That's always true, isn't it? With the important experiences of life. You have to tell someone. In May, I went up to London for a job interview. And on the train, on the way home, I received a call saying I had been offered the job. So what was the first thing I do when I ended that call is I started another call to my wife to tell her excitedly that I'd got the job. But it wasn't just that I was eager to share the news, it was that my wife actually needed to hear the news. She needed to know. You know, it would have been very strange if I'd not made that call, then I'd gone home and I'd said nothing about it, and 6 months later I still said nothing about it. She needed to know. And the same here with the shepherds. Not only were they eager to speak, but people actually needed to hear what the shepherds had been told and what the shepherds had witnessed. As the angel had said, this was good news to everyone. You know, this is astonishing, isn't it? Here we are, 2,000 years after the event, and we are still singing about it. Because God's long-awaited King, the Messiah, the Christ, had been born, a Saviour born to us. This was great news that everyone needed to know. That's why I am eagerly speaking about these things this afternoon. That's why this whole event is organized so that we can hear the readings again from the Bible, so we can sing about it, so we can speak about it. Because this is good news that I needed to hear. It's good news that you need to hear. You know, we live in a very strange age when people keep trying to push Jesus out of Christmas. But we need to keep on speaking about Jesus and hearing about Jesus because of who he is, the Saviour God, who is the Messiah, the Lord. So investigate, speak, and listen. And then the third reaction, this time is Mary's reaction, is to reflect. See, Mary's reaction is in contrast to the shepherds. Luke tells us that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds had to speak, Mary had to reflect. Both responses were appropriate. You know, while the shepherds could run around everywhere telling everyone excitedly what they'd seen, what they'd heard, what they'd been told about, well, it would have been boastful in the extreme, wouldn't it, for Mary to start announcing to everyone, hey, I've just given birth to God. I've just given birth to the Messiah. I've just given birth to the Lord of all. No, that would have been boastful. And more than anyone else, she needs to reflect on the profound mystery of what had happened to her. How could it be that she, a humble country girl, had given birth to God's King? Even more staggering, how could it be that this child that she'd carried around in her womb for 9 months and given birth to was the Son of God? In the time, I mean, it's those months that had gone by since the angel Gabriel had appeared to her and spoken to her of these things, she must have wondered, was she going mad? Had she made the whole thing up? Had she been hallucinating? But now the visit of the shepherds and their testimony confirmed the extraordinary nature of what was happening to her. It was true. The baby born to her that she had laid in a manger that she would suckle at her breast really was God's promised Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, the Son of God. So, investigate, speak, and listen. Reflect. And finally, the fourth reaction back with the shepherds is to praise. So Luke tells us that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So the shepherds didn't just speak to others about all they'd experienced, they glorified and praised God for what they'd seen and what they'd heard. And ultimately, that is how we should respond to the birth of Jesus Christ. In fact, this is the one test, the ultimate test really, of whether we understand who Jesus is. That if we truly understand the identity of the one born in Bethlehem, if we understand that Jesus, this Jesus, is the Son of God, leaving the glory of heaven to make God known to us. If we understand that he truly is God's appointed king sent to reign over us for our good. If we truly understand that Jesus is the Savior, that God has sent to rescue us from the mess that we have gotten ourselves into and to bring us back to God. If we truly understand these things, then it is inevitable that we will be moved to glorify and praise God just like the shepherds. So how will you respond to the news of this one birth? It doesn't really matter how you react to all those other babies. How we react to this one birth. If you've never done so before as an adult in a serious way, then will you make a commitment to investigate? You know, I know Christmas is a crazy busy time for many, but not actually for everybody. For some people, it's time off work and maybe more time than you quite know what to do with. If that's you, then why not decide this very evening that you will use some of that time to investigate? You know, reading on in Luke's account. If you haven't got access to Luke's account, then talk to Martin, who opened the service, and we'll close it out, and ask him to get a copy of Luke's account into your hands so that you can read for yourself, so that you can investigate. And then come back to church in the new year and ask your questions. But if you're saying, oh, I haven't possibly got time over Christmas to do that, because Christmas is crazy busy, then why not resolve that in the new year you will come to church and start seriously investigating these things. And whenever you do it, will you take time to reflect? Mary needed time to get her head around all this. And so do we. That's the danger. Sort of life overtakes the busyness of life. We rush on and we don't stop and we don't think about what we've been singing about, hearing about, talking about this afternoon. We need to take time to reflect, to consider this amazing thing that God has done for us and that God has told us about. The news the shepherds couldn't stop speaking about. So take time this Christmas somehow to reflect, to consider carefully what it means that Jesus is a Saviour born to us, that he is God's anointed one, his Messiah, his King, and that he is Lord. So take time to investigate, take time to reflect, and then maybe even this very evening you are ready to praise and to glorify God. To say in your heart and in your prayers and to say to others how good God is, how great God is, how marvelous God is, that he should do all this for us. Let's just have a moment of quiet. Let's just think about how we're going to respond. Are we going to investigate? To speak of these things, to listen to these things, to reflect, to praise and glorify God. Father, thank you for this great news, this momentous news that you wanted the shepherds to hear about, that you wanted the shepherds to speak about, that you wanted us to hear about this very afternoon. Help us, we pray, to pay attention to what we have heard and to respond rightly to it. And ultimately, may we respond rightly to Jesus. May we bow to him as Lord. May we honour him as King. May we receive him and trust him as our Saviour. May we come to glorify and praise you through him. And we ask in his name. Amen.